happening, Oakland? Can't hear you. What's happening, Oakland? Y'all feeling all right today? Y'all feeling all right today? We got some drumming going on at the lake. Oh, let me say we weren't supposed to do that no more. We got some grilling going on at the lake. I think she said we weren't supposed to do that either. Who's late? Who's late? Who's late? We're going to do what we want, how we want, when we want in our space. Right? Our space. This is a people space. So we're going to have a family celebration here. We're uplifting the radical legacy of Dr. King. We're going to get started with a revolutionary group. Them babies. Who here is turning young, gifted, and black? Now, you have to do better than that. I said we got young, gifted, and black. They're going to kick off our party.
Now,
so just don't hit the button. Okay. Don't hit the button.
Okay, hold on, hold on.
Let them
know
we love them. Let them know we love them.
Thank you.
Don't they look beautiful, y'all? Yeah. These black babies, they look so beautiful.
GB.
you know, for sure, we go black history. That you're facing, we the voice of the next generation. We the song, we the call, told you we're here to free them all. We the ones, we the flag, we the pride that we used to have. We're your mirror, your reflection, we turn our people to the right direction. We come from the all, wherever we go, gonna walk like a panther, wherever we roll, gonna stand like a warrior at every show. YG be the new black heroes, we come from the all. AK, LA, AD, it's YGB, we make black history. We the young, we the gifted, we the black kids that's uplifted. We the bomb, we the rage, we the hopes and the dreams of the slaves. We come from the O, AK, LA, AD, it's YGB.
I want you all to clap until every one of them is off the stage. You give them that much love. You give them that much love. It's going to take a minute for them to get off the stage. You clap until these babies are off the stage. You got to know we love these babies. These black, beautiful babies. Young, gifted, and black, y'all. That's young, gifted, and black. That's our future. That's why we're out here in the streets. Come on, come on, come on. Come on. Come on. We love on these babies. We love on these babies. The future right here. We fight for these babies right here. This Oakland right here. This real town business right here. This town business right here. Young, gifted, and black, y'all. Town business. teaching our babies to speak with their voice and their heart. To understand how beautiful their blackness is. Their hair, their skin, their history. YGB, y'all. Come on, come on, come on. I'm mentioning that every single one of these babies is off the stage. You're going to tell them and show them how much you love them. They're going to get the love today. They might not get it in school on Monday. They're going to get the love here today. We love you. We love you. Now, if you all wouldn't have the courage to come up here and do what them babies just did. We love these babies. We love Young Gifted and Black. That's a town institution. Mama Davis, the daughter Davis, Kansas Antique. They with our babies every week, y'all. Every week they working with our babies. Every week. Come on, come on, come on with it. They ain't going yet. Come on, come on, come on. We love you. We love you. We love your black skin and your black hair, your black mind and your black soul and your black spirit and your black walk and your black talk. We love you. Never forget this town loves you. We love you. We love you. YGB. YGB, y'all. They come every time we call. Every time we ask YGB to come out, they are here. Every single time. YGB, y'all. All right, so we got some speakers and we got some performers. I love this real smoke at the end of the lake. This gives me all of the tingles and fuzzies everywhere, particularly because I know we're doing it in resistance to what we were told to do. All right, up next, more town business, Black Organizing Project, y'all. Come on, Black Organizing Project, y'all. They do what their name says. They organize black people. Organizing is what is going to save our black butts come January 21st.
How's everybody doing today? Those little kids are so beautiful, those little black babies. So we're with the Black Organizing Project, and what we do mainly is we focus on ending the militarization of police and the criminalization of black youth. They're steadily criminalizing your skin, your color, your cultural differences. In school sites, we have grown police who patrol your streets and who patrol adults, patrolling children as young as elementary school, in Oakland specifically. The police, I don't know if you guys know, first off, let's start by saying the school district, they're in a deficit right now. The number's up in the air, but it's something like $30 million that they're in deficit. Meanwhile, they're steadily giving people raises. They're steadily hiring more and more police to patrol your children rather than give restorative justice programs, or rather than counsel your children, or rather than see what the problem really is and the deep-rooted issues that are perpetuated by this racism and white supremacy, by living staff, by Oakland Police Department, by all these entities, all these government entities.
So at this point in time, what we're asking is that it's going to take people to be bold. It's going to take us to come together. It's going to take us to stand up and fight for this thing. Our babies, our adults, our families, our communities do not deserve to be criminalized. It is very clear that we are not the problem, that police are the problem. So as we are here today in the name of Martin Luther King Jr. and his legacy, and bringing everyone together and standing in solidarity, the Black Organizing Project is saying that we are taking that bold step of saying that we do not want police in our neighborhoods. We do not want police in our schools. And we are organizing to make sure that we are treated fairly. And the only way that we're going to be able to do that is if we come together as a people and we demand that change. We understand that nobody is not going to give us anything. And so we're not asking people to do something. We're telling them that it's it. This is it. Here we come. So our ask of you today, because as we know, in organizing, we always have an ask. our call to action to you is, will you stand in solidarity with us? When we come out and we make that bold step and we say no police in school, no police in our communities, we're going to be looking to see if you're around. We're going to be looking to see if you're willing to stand with us as we take that stand to stop the criminalization of black and brown youth. Thank you.
All right, quick announcement. Anybody who was supposed to speak, we need you to come to the side of the truck entrance to check in. But there's a bunch of people that are supposed to speak that we haven't been able to find. So please check in. And thank you very much. And on Friday, we're having a youth speak out, Oscar Grant Plaza, 14th and Broadway, Friday, January 20th, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., Town Youth Rising. So come out, 2 to 4, OGP, for Town Youth.
Lawyers Guild. Now you're going to have to do better than that. That's the National Lawyers Guild. That is a volunteer-run organization. The NLG only has 1.5 staff people. Everybody else you see is giving their time, their passion, and their energy to ensure that the pigs don't beat y'all in the streets. And when the pigs do decide to beat you up in the streets, it's the NLG that defends you on a volunteer basis. This is the radical arm of our movement. And as we move into the Trump years, we're going to need a radical legal arm of our movement, yes? We're going to need green hats in the streets. We're going to need folks answering hotline calls from those of us who put our lives on the line in the name of resistance. We're going to need folks to litigate as these fascist laws are passed. So right now, I want to introduce the board president of the National Lawyers Guild San Francisco Bay Area Chapter. Y'all give it up for Nina Farnia.
Thank you, Kat, and thank you to everyone out here in the streets today, ready to fight fascism and reclaim Dr. King's legacy. And as Kat said, big, big ups to the NLG and the Greenhouse out here for showing the movement that we show up every time. We were around, we were founded as a legal arm of the movement. We were around when McCarthyism hit, when COINTELPRO hit, and when the war on terror hit. And after 80 years, we are still here and still fighting for you. Shortly before Dr. King died, he took a position against capitalism, against the injustices of capitalism, and against empire. That is the king that we need to reclaim. That is the king who fought for poor people, and he decided that white supremacy will not die unless we kill capitalism and empire as well. That's what we need to reclaim. Now that fascism is coming, on Friday, fascism is taking state power. We can't just be activists anymore. We have to fight to win. We have to organize to win. If we don't win, we will be remembered as a generation who let fascism win. And we cannot let that happen. In order to win, there are three things that we must do. First, we must shut the fascists down, no matter where they are, no matter where they go, no matter what they say. We shut them down. We don't even let them speak. Second, we need to know who our true enemies are. Trump's cabinet controls 30% of the cumulative wealth of this country. His Secretary of Defense, Mad Dog Mattis, got his name for saying, quote, "You should have a plan to kill everyone you meet." He has destroyed whole cities in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he has the same plan for Syria and Iran. Third, we must remember that this country was built on the backs of indigenous peoples and black peoples and immigrants, and that these people deserve reparations in the form of wealth and land for all they have suffered at the hands of the United States. And we must demand an end to the American war machine, stealing life, land, and resources from peoples all throughout the world. In order to do all this, it's a lot of stuff. We have to be really organized, more organized than we are now. We need to build up our institutions, and we need to do it outside of the nonprofit complex. If you want to fight fascism, you need to join the left. Even the cops, this is controversial, but even the cops that are out here, the undercovers and the plainclothes, capitalism and white supremacy is not working for them. Those cops need to join the struggle. They need to be on the right side of the struggle. And to everyone else, if you're drowning in student loans or can't feed your family, capitalism isn't working for you. We need to become a truly anti-capitalist, anti-white supremacist, anti-patriarchal movement. And I'll say this, we have to develop united fronts, but we have to do it thoughtfully and clearly. We build united fronts with people who suffer the harms of capitalism and white supremacy, but we should only build temporary alliances with liberals, because history has taught us that the liberal establishment class seeks to control and destroy the left. The NLG knows that well. This happened in China in the 1920s, in Nazi Germany, and in anti-colonial struggles throughout the third world. So we have to get ready to fight, Bay Area, and we have to get ready to win. We have to put aside all our beef, we have to get organized, and we have to know who our comrades are. So let's get ready to fight and stand united against fascism and lead the path for the rest of the country. Let's fight to win!
All right, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing out here? My bad. I can't yell that loud.
Yes, you can.
All right. Hello.
You good?
Check.
You good.
All right, real quick. So Tiny from Poor Magazine's coming up. I met this comrade many years ago during Occupy Oakland. I know that
I know Tiny been at it longer than I've been at it, and I've been at it a long time. I've seen this person through thick and thin, stalwart, revolutionary. Come on, Tiny.
KPFA 94.1, and it just inspired me, you know, because this whole time America has stayed the same throughout 50 years of struggle of civil rights. People, black people, brown people, Chinese people, people of color are still treated the same way. It's just more veiled. It's less looked at. Less put upon. Nobody really knows about it anymore. I'm just kind of sad, you know, because after all this time, after all this struggle, we're still being criminalized. We're still being shot in the streets for something that we didn't do. Still being arrested for nothing, and police brutality is real, you know. My friend got arrested a couple months ago because he was just biking down the streets with his friend. He's black. And, you know, I just want to say, proud of the people. Part of all y'all for being out here, even though you sure all that. And just part of all y'all for keeping standing.
Oh, Okay, come out, Deep East Wee Cheat. Help us build a self-determination. Can I get a witness for a self-determination? Not a politrickster nation, but a self-determination. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much. So I just want to say again, I appreciate and we appreciate every single one of you standing in solidarity against fascism, racism, standing in solidarity with the community. We believe in you because you believe in us. Together we can accomplish anything. So Amber from Just Cause Cosahusa is going to speak real quick.
What's up, y'all? How's everybody doing?
Speak in the mic.
All right, good, good, good. It's good to see all these faces out here, everybody coming to support the movement. One of the things I wanted to talk to everybody about right now is housing. How many folks know people who've been evicted or facing eviction right now? Raise your hand if you know anybody. Raise your hand if you got an invalid rent increase recently. Raise your hand if you don't live in Oakland now because your family was forced out of Oakland. Raise your hand if you've been in Oakland for more than 10 years and no longer know what your community looks like. Raise your hand if you know anybody who was pushed out of Oakland. If you know anybody who's unhoused in Oakland. If you know anybody who's really struggling to make ends meet, including yourself. That's what we're facing right now in Oakland. A lot of us aren't making connections between one another. Can y'all hear me? All right, cool, cool, cool. All right, just making sure. A lot of us are experiencing some real tough times right now where we're not able to afford anything, we're not able to stay in our homes, and we don't really feel like we have community because our community is constantly changing and the people who are in our communities don't look like each other anymore. And the organization that I work for, Causa Justa, is really focused on making sure that people know that housing is a human right, that we all deserve a space to live in, and that the affordability and housing crisis in Oakland is not acceptable. So when you see people who are unhoused, make sure you're making connections with them. Make sure you're building community. Make sure we're creating spaces for people to heal and for people to be recognized as human beings. Other things that I kind of want to talk about are just people who live in Oakland right now who are not from Oakland. There's space for you here, but also like make sure that you're making connections with other people. Make sure that you're investing in black and brown communities in Oakland and that you're not pushing people out, because right now it's super important for our voices to be heard, especially right now in the Trump situation that's happening. It's really empowering to see all of these people here who are coming from all walks of life, who are experiencing a lot of crisis and all of that. And I just wanted to say, make sure that you're recognizing people and recognizing people's humanity. Make sure that you're not doing fucked up stuff. Like, make sure you're building community with people. We got to get rid of this Islamophobia that's happening, this transphobia that's happening, sexism that's happening. And even if you're not exhibiting those things, make sure that you're not letting your homies do that shit, because it's not cool. Make sure that you're talking to people about pushing people out. Make sure that you're sticking it to your landlord. Make sure that you're talking into your family members who are saying fucked up shit. I'm sorry, I'm going to cuss a little bit. But yeah, and if you see somebody who doesn't have food and you got some food, give them some food. Shit. Like, if you know somebody who doesn't have a place to stay, let them stay at your place. Or find somebody who has a lot of money. I know y'all got some white friends who are rich. Like, make sure that they buy a place or, you know, rent out a room for free. For people, like, that's how you can build community, and that's how you can stick it to these people that are messing up our universe and messing up our community. So feed people, house people, live, and recognize everybody's humanity, and give people hugs if they want hugs, but act first. All right, thanks.
Earlier we were speaking upon black liberation of land. If you are a person of color, a black person, you are interested in the action to liberate land in Oakland right now, our comrade Jeremy here is going from here to there. Get with Jeremy, the Black Liberate Black Land Liberation Initiative. All right, real quick.
And we can be rolling out, so I'll be right over there. If folks want to go check out some liberated land right here in Oakland, come meet with me.
Real, we're trying to do big things around here, and simultaneously. So, right here, I met this comrade back in the Oscar Grant days. This is very well known, Uncle Bobby, been across this country and back, speaking against police terrorism, police abuse, and police accountability. This is an OG in the game.
Thank you, Adam. First, I want us to acknowledge our sister Kat for putting this together and making this happen, because this is tremendous here. We gotta remember that. And also to my brother Adam for introducing me. Many of you that should know, if you don't know, I'm affectionately known to the community as Uncle Bobby. I'm the uncle of Oscar Grant. And I must say this to you first before I say anything else. It was you, the community, that stood with us, that went back and forth to court with us, that cried with us, that prayed with us, that prayed for us, but most importantly, utilized your First Amendment right to speak to the very injustice of what you saw happen to my nephew, Oscar Grant. And because of that, because of what you did and stood up for on behalf of Oscar, we got for the first time in California state history an officer arrested, charged, convicted, and sent to jail. So we as a family is indebted to you forever for the rest of my life, and I must always say to you, thank you for being here, for being out here, and for standing for what is right. Martin Luther King said it this way: cowards act is it safe, expediency ask is it political, and vanity ask is it popular, but conscience ask is it right. See, there comes a time when one must take a stand when either it is safe, popular, or political, but we take that stand because it is right. We understand what time it is today, and the reason why we're standing, because we know it is the time that we all must stand for the very essence of our true existence of freedom, justice, and equality for all. So we need to give a shout out to that. So for all of you that are being here, thank you for being here, but I want to remind you, as Frederick Douglass said, this fight may be a moral one, or it may be a physical one, or it could be both. But remember, power can seize nothing without a demand, and that means some of us must take that stand where our lives are put on the line. Many of you did that for Oscar Grant. Many of you caught cases. Many of you went to jail. Many of you did what you had to do for your voice to be heard for Oscar. Today, let us stand unified. Let our voice be heard. And let us not be turned around because of a fascist, racist, sick individual that's going to call themselves bringing havoc down on us. United we stand, together we fall. The injury to one is the injury to all. All power to the people. All power to the people. Thank you.
All right, this is a comrade, a very good comrade, the ED to TGIP, Trans Justice Project, Miss Janetta Johnson.
What's up, people? I stand in solidarity with John Lewis. I do not accept nor I embrace Trump's presidency. And for me to do that would support the continuance of white supremacy. So I stand in solidarity with John Lewis. Talk about black future. Black future are important for the black trans women's legacy. To build black future is to invest in reparations for black trans women, I ask that everybody, it really feels good to be here and see the diversity in race and culture. But I also come to share with you that you will not win without black trans women and men. You will not win without us. So I ask that you invest in us in participating in the movement for Black Lives Matter. I ask that you invest in us in working with dismantling all criminal justice systems, all prison systems that that oppress black folks. I ask that you invest in our economic justice, because we must take care of ourselves. We must heal from all the systems of oppression and trauma that we face. And I ask that you invest in our healing, justice, and reparation as we stand in solidarity with everybody here. And just wanted to wish everybody a happy MLK Day. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, some speakers for A4BL, Agents for Black Lives. We did an amazing action I am part of Black Lives Matter. I'm also leadership of the Anti-Police Terror Project. But A4BL was in San Francisco. We did a Wake Up the Mayor. They had Chinese interpreters to wake up Mayor Ed Lee to make sure that all the Asian neighbors understood why we were waking him up and how bad he really is. Like, we woke him up at dawn and he wasn't happy. We were.
What's up, bro? How's it going?
Speaking to that mic.
I want to give a big thanks to Mr. Netta for coming up and introduce myself. My name is Samia Blanza Wells and I'm here representing Asians for Black Lives. Asians for Black Lives, thank you. We are a multi-ethnic, multi-generational, multi-gender space of Asian folks coming together to fight for the liberation of all of our communities. As Asian folks, we recognize the ways that communities of color have been turned against each other to uphold racist ideas of white supremacy and anti-blackness. We do this work in solidarity with black communities and all marginalized people in order to reclaim and advance our historical legacy of resistance, of solidarity, of mutual struggle for self-determination. Many of our very own communities know all too well the effects of capitalism, racism, white supremacy, imperialism, from Japanese internment camps during World War II, to the post-9/11 surveillance of our Muslim and South Asian siblings, to the present-day military occupation of the Philippines. Understanding our experiences as Asian people in this country is to understand that our liberation is tied to the liberation of all black people. And in these next 4 years, in this next era that we are in, it is even more critical to understand these links, understand the differences and the interconnectedness of our struggles. We must fight to identify root causes. We must fight white supremacy, fight the model minority myth, and fight the oppression of our black, brown, queer, trans, Muslim, disabled, immigrant, undocumented, poor, and underhoused siblings. And we are not just doing this to center Trump. While people have made the call to make America great again, we know that America has never really been great. Instead, we are calling on people to practice the calls from APTP to not only actively resist the Trump agenda, but to also divest from the police, divest from Mayor Libby Shaw, and invest in public good and services. As Asians for Black Lives, we are committed to continuing to be bold and ungovernable. We will continue to build a liberation that values all of our humanities until we get that. Thank you.
Thank you. How you doing? We're going to have another speaker, group of speakers real quick. This is Third World Resistance.
Mainit at revolusyonaryong pagbati sa ating lahat. A warm and revolutionary greeting to all of us. My name is Nerd, and I'm representing an Bayan Ise, which is a Filipino youth organization fighting for genuine social change in the Philippines, and we march here today under the Third World Resistance contingent. There will be three of us speaking. But yeah, today we rise in solidarity with all black and brown folks targeted by racism, fascism, xenophobia, and Islamophobia. Every day, about 6,000 Filipinos leave the Philippines to seek the prospects of a better life through employment abroad. Majority of these Filipinos, overseas Filipino workers, enter low-wage jobs, often with very little protection. They suffer wage theft, long work hours, abuse, and labor trafficking. But if you ask me, why do we leave our country? Why do we leave our communities and our families behind? There is a lack of decent jobs in the Philippines, of stable and decent jobs in the Philippines. Our relationship with the U.S., with the United States, is worsening the conditions in our country because the U.S. is only interested in exploiting the Philippines for cheap labor and natural resources and to assert its military and economic dominance in the region. This is not an isolated case. U.S. imperialism is causing displacement, exploitation, and criminalization of our people all over the world. And we are here today to reclaim MLK's legacy of internationalist nationalism and third world resistance with our black and brown comrades. We call on everyone here today to stand in solidarity with liberation movements against occupation and fascism from the Philippines to Palestine to right here in our own community. Long live international solidarity!
Hello, my name is Umaya, and I'm here on behalf of the Palestinian Youth Movement, PYM. We are here on this great day to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and reclaim his legacy toward justice and liberation, his revolutionary legacy. We are here to organize and stand in solidarity and to fight against imperialism, Zionism, Islamophobia, xenophobia, transphobia, and queerphobia, and against all forms of oppression and hate that have been inflicted upon us. And by us, I mean all of us around the world, because we are one people in this fight together. As the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, said, we should be like a body. When any limb aches, the whole body reacts. When you are oppressed, I will react. We will all react. There are tools used by colonizers, regimes, institutions, and bigots to advance their agendas to oppress the people and the land. One of those tools that we see being used over and over again is the constant fear-mongering and hate toward Muslims. Islamophobia is a closed-minded prejudice and hatred of not only Muslims, but people of the Southwest Asian and North African region. We see it in use by the U.S. for their imperialist agenda in Afghanistan and Iraq, and even in this very country. We see it in use by the settler colonial apartheid fascist state of Israel to oppress and delegitimize the Palestinian people. See, this is the important part. Islamophobia is just one of the many means of oppression. Demonizing, creating phobias and caricatures around aspects and characteristics of the group you are trying to oppress is just another tool in the toolbox of oppression. We see it being used all over. We see it being used to oppress our black, Latino, and Native siblings. Dr. King dealt with these exact phobias. This instilled fear and hate is the same prejudice and racism the black and indigenous communities of this land have faced for centuries. The only difference is today, it wears a different mask. The Palestinian Youth Movement and Third World Resistance and all of us here will continue the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to help us in our fight against Zionism and imperialism. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Long live the Intifada!
Hey everyone, my name is Sabiha from the Alliance of South Asians Taking Action, which stands in solidarity with the struggle for black liberation. We recognize that our history of resistance to British imperialism in the subcontinent and our fight right here against Islamophobia in the U.S. are intrinsically linked with the history of black resistance. We recognize that pressure from the civil rights movement made the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1965 possible, ending the immigration laws that kept South Asians largely out of the United States. As we continue to organize against caste-based violence in our communities, we are inspired by the work of the Black Panther Party and Dalit Panther, the Dalit Liberation Movement founded in 1972. In India, we saw Prime Minister Modi rise to power on a fascist, violent ideology. Our Dalit, Muslim, and Sikh brothers and sisters resist him there. There is a new storm on the horizon, and the prospect of a Trump presidency terrifies me. But I do not feel alone, and I am grateful to all of you for showing me what resistance and solidarity looks like. Thank you.
All right. Real quick. We out here to fight fascism. Trump's picking racists. Trump, the one black guy that he picked is a doctor, and he picked him to give a civil engineer job. Would you pick a civil engineer to be a brain surgeon? Hell nah. Sessions admitted homophobe. The other guy, the national advisor, admitted racist. You have this fascist, racist, homophobic regime that is coming to power. That is why all oppressed people, black, poor, trans, queer, all oppressed people must stand together. That's why we're here. So real quick, we're pretty much done with the speaker, and I'm not going to give no long speech. We're going to have Ross Ceylon come out here with his beautiful wife, Aaliyah. They're going to do a song. The Silent Noise is going to do a little bit of music, and we're going to finish it off with Kev Choice and Jennifer Johns, and it's music time. Let's boogie.
All power to the people, Oakland. Let me see you put your fists up and say all power to the people. All power to the people. What's the call?
Free them all.
What's the call? Free them all. We say free them all. We say free all political prisoners. So as we are here counting down the last days of imperialism and blackface, a.k.a. POTUS Obama, we got to continue to put the pressure on, right? Because we have some of our brothers and sisters, some of our elders that are political prisoners. I'm talking about Mumia Abu-Jamal. I'm talking about Dr. Matula Shakur. I'm talking about Leonard Peltier. I'm talking about Imam Jamil Al-Amin, formerly known as H-Rap Brown. What's the call?
Free them all.
What's the call?
Free them all.
We got to free all political prisoners. So in these next couple days, I'm challenging you all to go online and look at the petitions that are out there to put pressure on the White House to grant clemency to these political prisoners. It's very critical, because we definitely can't expect it under Trump, and truthfully, we probably don't expect it under Obama either, but we're going to put the pressure up. We're going to push the pressure up, Oakland?
Yes!
And we're going to turn it up, say power to the people. That's right. So, once again, my name is Ross Ceylon. I want to say much love and respect to the Anti-Police Terror Project. Make some noise for all the organizers, you know what I mean? Real talk. Make some noise for yourselves for coming out here in solidarity. You know, to reclaim MLK is very critical that we study MLK. I want all my peoples out here today, when you go home, look up the speech MLK Beyond Vietnam. MLK Beyond Vietnam. That speech was given on April 4th, 1967. What happened a year later, April 4th, 1968? Who can tell me? He was assassinated, all right? So the shift that Dr. King was taking was towards revolution, towards people's justice, and the state had to take him out. The same state that now has a national holiday for him, you know what I mean? So we got to expose the contradictions and see what it do. Because Dr. King said this in that speech. He said,
we must rapidly begin to shift from a thing-oriented society to a people-oriented society. When machines and computers, profit motives, and property rights are considered more important than people, the giant triplets of racism, materialism, and militarism are incapable of being conquered. A year later, they took out MLK, y'all. It's a war going on right now. We gotta know that. It's been happening since the Black Panther Party. So I'm gonna do this piece real quick. Matter of fact, the war been happening for 500 years. But this is for Oakland. Make some noise for Oakland right here. This is Panther Town. Do y'all know? No, stop that. We're gonna do our next. This town is the birthplace of the Black Panther Party, where Huey P. Newton first got his spark in. Way back in October 1966, ain't nothing changed but the date. Just check the politics. Oppression still exists. We resisted these pigs. They an occupying army trying to invade where we live. We raise our fists when we see our comrades. There's a war in these streets. We engage in combat. I wasn't born here, but helped to raise up generations. 15 years straight, educate towards liberation. But the state is hating. They send an agent to attempt intimidation. But we not scared easy, see we end the occupation. Decolonize minds every time I ride a rhyme. Free them all is the call. Solidarity we ride. Panther pride is why we organize this uprise. Justice for Mars, code of culture utilized. Cause Oakland, California is Panther Town. Respect the politics, revolution right now. I said Oakland, California being Panther Town. Best respect the politics, revolution right now. Make some noise. Right on. Once again, we representing the Black Panther Party Cubs, chaired by Fred Hampton Jr., who'll be touching down soon in the town. So make sure you tune into the movement. Right now, I want to introduce a sister, a beautiful MC, to represent for the Black Muslim woman. You know what I mean? She's going to tell you about what to do. So, assalamu alaikum. Show solidarity, y'all. Show some love.
So with this, you know what I mean, hell inauguration around the corner, we have to keep in mind, like many have touched on today, we are not afraid of Donald Trump. Who's afraid of Donald Trump? If you ain't afraid of Donald Trump, put your fist up. The revolution will be televised. You know what I'm saying? And it's with all of us. This new year, we got to make new resolutions, new solutions to do better than what we did in 2016. All of us. You know what I'm saying? We have to organize, mobilize, because this beast, this monster, January 20th, we're going to see. We're going to see. My name is Aaliyah Sharif. I represent the people. I represent the oppressed people. I represent humanity, mankind. I represent women's rights. I represent rights for health, for mental health. You know what I'm saying? So as a Black woman out here, I stand strong and I stand fearless of Donald Trump. I am not afraid of Donald Trump. Say it, y'all. I am not afraid of Donald Trump. I am not afraid of Donald Trump. I am not afraid of Donald Trump. I got a song for you called Information. Well, I'm gonna give you a little bit of information about all these politics. Is that cool? Is that cool? Drop it. Turn it up. It's a remix. Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
Hey, listen. This is for my people, believers, organized for mankind's sake. Ain't about that evil, deceitful, looking just to infiltrate. We ain't never been fake. This is the moment they can orchestrate. Do them like Hussein and Abdullah and bow my head to the ruler and to Judah as soon as a touch base. You the straight. My mama, Mississippi. My dad, Savannah, Georgia. You mix that Malcolm X, that Marcus Garvey, spiritual warrior. I like my hijab on. I stay covered up cause I be headstrong. Some slave on a puppet come to interrupt that on the day of judgment. All your wealth means nothing's up something. If you know what we dealing with, you see it. Sandra Bland, our cook are killed by police. With black bodies increasing, and they'll never defeat us. All power to the people, not to demons. Cause it's our season. It's our season, right? Look, I keep it all the way 100. If you really knew me, then you know I'm never fretting. Coming to you like a warner with the most high in my corner. Call me elephant in the room like a drone. Cause you're never alone, Allah is here. Know that can I conquer the throne? With God, no fear. Do change slavery games for 100 years of pain. They're trying to kill us like we're corn gang. Say your name. My prophet brought the message. Now we pray towards the Kaaba. Believe in one God. Yes, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. I like my hijab on with safety pins and underscores. It wasn't forced on me. Decision came right from my heart. Know them haters is good, cause I got a prayer rug in my bag. Don't be talking smack, you need to step back. I believe it, so I'm on it. I read it till I know it. No cheating, no scheming, just please the one and only. I believe it, so I'm on it. I read it till I know it. No cheating, no scheming, just please the one and only. Cause I pray, 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 who pray? Pray, pray, y'all pray? We pray, right? Come on now, people, let's demand information. We can't be believing everything that they saying. Coming to a hood, acting like it's all good with gentrification. We know in reality, we the real ones that they slaying, but we pray. Yes, we pray. Yes, we pray. We pray? Yes, we pray. Say it, y'all. Yes, we pray. Yes, we pray. Yes, we pray. Yes, we pray. Let me just let y'all know something. Donald Trump has insulted a lot of people, a lot of different groups, a lot of different organizations. And me being a Muslim woman dealing with all this, telling us that the Muslims gonna be banned from coming in this country and we gonna have to register. I've been Muslim all my life. And I ain't never going to deal with nothing like that in my life. And I just want to say real quick, this hijab, when I say I got my hijab on, I stay covered up because I be headstrong. I'm no slave or no puppet. Come to interrupt it. And on the day of judgment, all that wealth means nothing, so stop stunting. If you know what we dealing with, you see it. Sandra Bland, Oscar Grant, killed by policemen. But black bodies increasing because they'll never defeat us. All power to the people, not the demon. It's our season. Thank you guys so much. Peace and love. All power to the people.
That's right. Power to the people. Check. Check. Oh, I'm back. All right. Who's street? Who's street? Who's street? Who's street? We showed that today, didn't we? You know, people think we go get permission because we walk around looking like professionals, because the cops get in front of us and clear the pathway. We don't go get permission. We don't go get no pieces of paper. We are black radicals. We don't ask for permission. We do what needs to be done for the people. Not all of ABTP is black radical, but the Black Leadership Committee is. Black Leadership Committee that leads ABTP are black radicals that do not ask permission from the state at any time, and we never have. And anybody talk about we nonprofits, we ain't never been that either. Let it get it straight, let it be known, let it be said. So, the next act, Silent Noise, put your hands together. It's gonna be some more good music.
Everybody, how y'all doing out there today? All right, listen, we're gonna do something called crowd participation. I'm not Silent Noise, this is Silent Noise 1/2, Blackberry Nod. Mickey Cruz couldn't be here, she's traveling right now. But I am here. I am Neo the Gift. I'm a Richmond, California hip-hop artist. Some of you may be familiar, some of you may not. Today we come here to share a message, but I see a lot of energy amongst us as people. We are energy as people, okay? So I want to make sure that we get everybody to come a little bit closer, because this is what we need right now. We don't need to be separated. We need to come a little closer. So let's start addressing the issues at hand and start bringing people in. And so we realize that we all are humans and we all are energy, walking energy, all right? Now that we got that clear, I got everybody closer. I thank y'all. I know everybody's coming from different walks of life. We probably got some people here that grew up in the Bay Area. Probably got some people here that did not grow up in the Bay Area. But on the count of three, I want you to represent where you're from so we know what culture we have out here, so we know what diversity we have amongst us as people right now. It's our job to know when we stand next to each other that we know each other. So on the count of three, I want everybody to shout out where they're from. One, two, three. I know we got some more people from out here somewhere, so let's try that one more time. This is crowd participation. We getting this energy involved, all right? We are energy, so all together now. One, two, three. All right. Now, right now, we want to put one hand in the sky because why we here is MLK, okay? Now, what I want to share with y'all is some quick but insightful words and enlightening words, all right? We got babies in here, so I'm going to start with the babies. When you're a baby, everything is easy for you. You don't really understand anything about life, right? You have to learn things. When you become a kid, right, you start to learn things. People explain things to you so you can try to understand. When you become a teenager, this is when you start to branch off and try to explore what life is for yourself. But things get difficult for you, right? So this causes you to act in a certain way. You have feelings towards things and you outward express yourself when you become a teenager. In your early stages of adulthood, things get harder for you, but you think you have it all figured out, right? Then when you start feeling your differences towards things, you feel emotional and strong about it, and you voice this towards your differences. But we all hit that point in our lives where we face that wall of reevaluation, where we have to reevaluate not only ourselves, but what we've been in pursuit of, how we attain the things that we want out of life. We don't face enough of our own issues, okay? So when we become adults, we have hard lives. Life gets hard. So when life gets hard, it becomes harder to sleep. And when it becomes hard to sleep, it becomes hard to get peace. It becomes hard to dream. So we're here today because one man sacrificed himself because he had a vision and dreams that he believed so strongly in that he followed, and we still talk about this man today. We come together, we congregate together for this man and what he stood for. So once again, put your hands in the air for Martin Luther King Jr., because that's why we're here today. Make some noise, please. Now, with no further ado, let's get into this beautiful music. Born and bred from the Bay Area, Oakland, California, Richmond, California. Make some noise!
Hey, how y'all doing? I just want to introduce myself. As my brother said, I'm Blackberry Nye, also known as Naisha Moncrief. My mother gave me that name, and I'm very proud. I'm one half of Silent Noise. I'm also the co-founder of the Pink Panther Sorority, Inc. organization. It's a black network of young girls and women that promote the healthy self-esteem, sisterhood, and community involvement for girls of color. Every summer, we do a four-week self-esteem summer camp for black youth ages 5 to 15. You can find out more information about how to participate with the Pink Panther Self-Esteem Organization for Young Black Girls at pinkpanthersororityinc.org. Let's get it.
Hold up. All right, listen. So while we figure this out, I can spit some a cappella. Let's see. What is a black man's life worth? If we were kings in one time, why does black not match up to white worth? So many passed in the past just for us to get past this. But slavery doesn't feel past tense when we reaching for freedom still. Until we treated equally here, equally real, deeper than ink spilling. I'm penning the gospel like an apostle. Too much innocent blood drawn. Angelic war cries beautiful as a love song. This is a world church service. These lives serve purpose. May you not die in vain. Thank you for your sacrifices to bring about change as we march in your name against the tear gas and the flames until the whole world feels this pain from the ground up. Just trying to find the ladders to the hierarchy and tell you black lives matter. In case you didn't notice, Look at how we affect the culture as helicopters circle like vultures. To protect and to serve, that's falsely advertised. Like all that they televise to tell us lies, we overlook it. Trying to survive got us living crooked. Maybe my circumstances are responsible for the way I'm looking. Police, quit spilling warm blood on these cold streets. No justice, no peace.
It only gets better. It only gets better.
Put your hands up in the sky right now, Oakland. Let's wait. Hold up. Can we ring that back? It's all good. We keeping it organic. Bring it back.
Hey, I just gave him the two with no chains. Had to give. I'm just trying to earn my respect. But I swear this ain't the best of me yet. It only gets better.
Okay. Put your hands up like this for me. We're going to wave them.
It only gets better. Swear to God.
Yeah. That's energy right there.
12 years don't make me a vet.
It only gets better. It only gets better.
Hey, and look, mama, I got a dream. Yeah, just like Martin Luther King. And I know that things ain't always what it seems. But mama,
staying
I got
alive
a dream.
And staying busy. Ain't enough hours in a day, is it? I hardly answer, pay visits. Almost quit it, but he stayed with it. Look how serious I take business. My ambition got me feeling like an owner, a loner, alone in a world of my own. Honored by these unknowns, cause I reach them, respect them, teach them, remind them of who they once were. Glad I finally get to meet you. That whackness is over with. TBT, the picture different like Blu-ray to DVD. It's epic like my first video on CMC. Feel like the man versus food, homie, see me eat. Second benzo, dogged it out, drove it like a rental. Anxious, I'm just trying to be at where I'm meant to. It's mental. No sir, won't dance like the minstrel. And I won't kiss your ass like heaven sent you. All these misguided, underprovided niggas dying from police violence. I'm tired of silence, put some action to it. Approach the game like an assassin to it. And speak the truth like I'm the last one left. It's like I have to do it. Wait, huh, it only gets better. We can do an acapella with no music, it's all good.
See if that one mic works.
Let me see the one that works.
Try it.
When the message gets powerful, it blow out the mic. When the message is powerful, it blow out the mic. But I don't need the mic.
Check.
I came out here with a voice to speak today.
What is this?
Encourage all your kids to dream. The right dreams. Like Dr. King. Stop worshiping false idols. Not follow the glitch and the glamour. It is not for you. It is not going to last you long. There's a difference between pure gold and fool's gold. We follow fool's gold too long, and there's no value in it. Put value back into your lives, put dreams back into your children, and help them by any means. Follow their dreams as long as it means something better, but not only yourself, but for the world. Because you can create something that can outlive you. You can create something that can outlive them. You can create something. They can create something that can outlive all of us and still stand like Dr. King did. We are energy. We are energy. Confront your own issues and then address the issues at hand. But if there's no love, if there's no love, if there's no fear, if you have fear in your heart to show the love that you have for humanity, for people, if you show fear, it is your fault that there's no change. Do not show fear. Do not be afraid to show love to your brother. I don't care what color they are. We overcome so many years to be what we are now. People died for this. Blood spilled for this. Recognize it. Honor it. Respect it. Respect yourselves. God bless everybody, every man, woman, and child.
Check.
There's nothing being put in. There's no way to do that.
Check.
My verse a cappella. It go, born and raised in California, kind of chick to wear shorts in the wintertime, and some of you can catch me in a hoodie on some real weird shit, in a beanie or a hat on some real chill shit, and really I ain't trying to be like nobody else, just a better representation of myself. Imagine if I ruled the world and everything in it, wouldn't be no sad quitting, wouldn't be no San Quentin, no such thing as sad living. You alive, so what are you afraid of? Floating through the skies? Dark matter pumping from my head to my hard lift. Off shit. If I gotta pay the cost, I'll do it just to be the boss. So my people eating floss, everyday hygienic, real life 3D. Baby, yes, I'm in it. And some of you won't understand my joggle. You still sleeping on me, I'm about to walk them. Yeah, I'm gonna talk them to the next dimension. Put the script to a beat so my people feel it. Yeah. It's cause I fuck with you. I understand the struggle and what you've been through. To some it's just rap, but it's cool, Wong Fu. I chow down on a chick if she come for boo. And what you gon' do when they come for you? Man, them boys on the mic thing one and two. They say the same shit in a different outfit. You think you're legit, baby boy? Don't quit your day job, cause Silent Noise coming with a hit. And they gon' have a fit when they find out it's some women real life live Pope. Baby girl gon' fix it, cause I have nothing to fear. They've already done the worst, already brought the hurt. Strange fruit, black hearse, put my people in the dirt. But my people from the earth melted, dealt it. First man shitting cross continents. And ain't no Charmin Ultra can sponsor this prophet sent. Tupac apocalypse, you got the glimpse of what you about to sip. Silent Noise is a thought, sit and think about it. I'm really talking right now, let me speak about it. Hey yo, this beat so fire, I could sing about it. Martin Luther King had a dream about it, so I'ma be about it. It's integrity, I want it, I'ma get it, and that's apparently. Made the point so clear, that's transparency. I'm single cause I plan to be, most people can't handle me. Hot sitter, no currency can match it. No ratchet, no bad bitch, cause I'm classic. Patrick Swayze, shorty mad sick. I whip coke like hoes, nigga, I'm a pimp. Psych your mind, made your booty shine. Put dope in the rhyme, that's line after line. It only gets better. Yeah, and look mama, I got a dream. Yeah, and just like Martin Luther King. And I know that things ain't always what it seems. But mama, I got a dream. Thank you.
Oakland, California, Blackberry Knife, Silent Noise, I Am Neo the Gift, Martin Luther King, rest in peace, beautiful people, y'all get home safe, God bless y'all, every man, woman, and child, 100. Check one, two. I want to thank everybody for their patience. There's been so many powerful speakers up here today, powerful artists. Everyone in here has power.
My name is Kev Choice, Oakland, California representative, musician, artist, educator out here. I just want to show some love on the way everybody out. We want to get y'all spirits right, because it's going to be a lot more fighting we got to do. It's a lot of more speaking we got to do, a lot of more actions we got to do. And I feel the way to do it is get right within yourself, get right with your spirit, whatever spiritual connection you have. You got to get right with that and have that to guide you. We're going to try to make this work.
Okay.
I want to invite my sister Jen John straight back from South Africa, straight back from New York, to sing a prayer to y'all, to help guide y'all wherever you go with safety and love and good spirit. So Jen John, bless you, keep you, bless you, keep
you. Hi, everybody.
I love you, Lord. And I leave my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice and take joy, joy, my King. In what you hear, let it be so sweet sound in your.
I know one day we gon' make it. I know one day we gon' have just what we're fighting for. Just what we've been fighting for. Clap your hands, people. They can't take this love from us. They can't take this love from us. It's deeper than they know. Yes, it's deeper than they know. One more time, y'all. I know one day we gon' make it. I know one day we gon' have just what we're fighting for. Just what we've been fighting for. Let me tell you now. They can't take this love from us. No, they can't take this love from us. It's deeper than they know. Yes, it's deeper than they know. Hey, and my soul, yo, has no limitations. My life is priceless. And my faith is endless. And I believe in truth. Yeah, the truth. As long as justice escapes us, we live for the struggles. Yeah. Come on, hey yo, we keep holding on. Sing it, hey yo, we keep pushing on. And let me tell you, Oakland, I know one day we gon' make it. I know one day we gon' have just what we're fighting for. Just what we've been fighting for. You gotta believe that, They can't take this love from us. No, they can't take this love from us. It's deeper than they know. Yes, it's deeper than they know. Want you to believe, you gotta believe in love. You gotta believe in spirit. You gotta believe in life. You gotta believe in lyrics. You gotta believe in you. You gotta believe in truth. You gotta believe in cameras. I am no amateur. I see the clapping energy. People in this vicinity is KEV Choice, and you're gonna remember me. I freestyle because this is rhymes right now. I rip it for the beautiful people on in the crowd. I see you smile. I see you how far you came. I don't know your name, but I know you have no shame. This is no game. And in this world that we claim, we gotta let them know that justice is our aim. And this is the beauty, the unity of the community is open. And this is how we do this shit. Usually we never stop it. From the Panthers to Martin, we can't stop it. The revolution about to rock it. We about to show the world January 20th. We about to not let Trump do none of that shit he want. None of that shit that he building. Never want to build a wall. I say all my people, we got to free them all. All the ones behind bars are just like my cousin. I send them letters every day telling him I love him. Make sure that you call your people locked behind up. This is the stuff, and I just have to remind you. You got to fight for love every day. Keep clapping. You gotta fight for love every day, The revolution is love every day, The revolution is love every day, yeah, I know one day we gon' make it. I know one day we gon' have just what we're fighting for. Just what we've been fighting for. Let me tell you, Oakland, they can't take this love from us. No, they can't take this love from us. It's deeper than they know. Yes, it's deeper than they know. Peace, love, 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 love. We gotta have love out here, though, right? Y'all wanna rock out one time with us? We hope we can get this track going. Once again, my name is Kev Choice. This is my sister, Jen Johns. We wanna get y'all bodies moving, y'all energies moving. As y'all head home, as y'all head to wherever you're going. This is a movement.
Movement.
Everybody say
movement, 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 music. Movement, movement, movement.
We are moving.
Movement, movement, movement.
Let me tell you, bumping through your system, sound system, it's a systematic deconstruction of the whole system. Deep thought, revolution, street talk, fight for the cause, don't seek war, peace war, part of my procedure. Still roll my sleeves up, defend the other people, don't want their mind freed up. Feeling like I'm fighting with the king, swore nothing can defeat us. Cut from the cloth that was worn by the Caesar, Jesus, Muhammad, and Khadijah, did it for my leisure. Telling on the stages that a fever, haters gon' hate cause they realize we elevate. How do they perceive us? Could conceive us. Bringing the whole resistance, keep fighting with persistence. We about to make them all listen. And this is how we kick it, and it's the
movement, movement, movement.
Everybody
movement,
just moving.
Movement, movement, movement.
We got the movement,
movement, movement, movement, movement.
Turn it up for the movie, y'all.
Movement, movement, movement of music.
Hey, hey, hey. Keep hey, moving, hey, keep moving, y'all.
Hey,
like this, like this. Hey, like ready to fight. Come on, yeah, hey, 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 oh, yeah.
This is that boom, boom, knock it, that town place, something, that system resistance, that's in us, can't stop it.
For the love,
revolution, the idea, restitution, we make reparations from slavery. In the basement, that's knock it, it's freedom, get open, all freedom, way to find it, self-reliance, that cool G, Chocolia, and the science of my
says it's my soul, let's use it,
to free up this movement for freedom with music, come
yo,
movement.
Call the radio, tell them that we coming to their office protesting with bullhorns and torches. This the type of music that they hear,
yeah.
This the type of shit that we bringing this year,
yeah.
They say we ain't hot in the streets, every time we there,
they are not in the streets.
You don't see my movement, movement, Afrocentric, tribal, rhythmic, feeling, feeling. We are healing, we are bringing, we are dealing, we uplifting, we bring life. And pass it feels nice to cross perception. We work the cool kids, Renaissance music, educate your mind, lift your body up. We don't stop, come on, put your hands up high, sing along, say
movement, movement, movement.
Come closer, and say
movement, movement, movement.
All the children, y'all.
Movement, movement, movement. Music, movement, movement, movement.
We stand for love, we stand for life, we stand for right, we stand for justice, we stand for equality, it's justice, education, reparations, good housing, good love. Treat all my people real high to the sky above. Let me hear somebody say ho. Much love to all the organizers. Everybody stepped to the stage. Everybody came to Marshall, Oscar Grand Plaza, all around Oakland down here. We gotta keep moving with love and good spirits. We come to uplift the people and keep fighting, bringing our resistance. Resistance is love in action. That's what I'm talking about. Resistance is love in action. Remember that. Spread love.
Hey.
Good time when you're out there putting these revolutionary acts, right?
Yeah.
We gotta have a good time.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Gotta bring that energy to the fight. It's not over, but we can do it all together in unity. I wanna thank y'all once again. Give it up for my sister, the beautiful Jen Johns, the amazing.
Damn choice, y'all.
That's love, y'all. Peace and love. Hey, hey, hey.
Real quick announcement. Please clean up. Leave no tray. Thank you, Kev Choi. Thank you, Jennifer John. That was beautiful. And last remark by Kat.
Today was a beautiful day, y'all. Thank you so much for coming out and kicking off 120 hours of direct action. We're going to do this every year. This is now an Oakland tradition, reclaiming the radical legacy of King. We're going to do this every year. Please, I know Adam just said it, but I cannot emphasize it enough. Whether you created the trash or not, please leave no trace. We said we were coming back here to reclaim our space, reclaim our lake. Let's treat it like it's ours. Real talk, I do not want Libby Schaff to come and have her people take pictures of this and then hold a press conference and be like, see? See what those radical people do? See what they do? Let's show them. This is, and it's not just about them. It's also about us, right? Taking care of our things. Teaching our babies how we take care of our things. Taking care of our earth. We can't say protect the water and then we leave in wrappers and cigarettes and whatever else cold around here, right? We can't say we stand in solidarity with Standing Rock and we can't take care of Oakland. So please, let's take care of Oakland. Support the actions that are coming up. Go to MLKWeek.com, is that it? MLKWeek.com for a list of public actions. Or you can also go to APTP Reclaim MLK for the list of actions. But we're going to get hypey in Oakland this week, y'all. It's going to get real hypey in Oakland this week and in San Francisco as we lead up to Hell Inauguration Day. I love y'all. Be safe. Get home safely. Thank you so much for coming out today. We'll see you in the streets.